For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. House Democrats are looking to get the government running again while giving Congress time to deal with a budget impasse over border wall funding. Newly elected House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's a reason President Trump keeps talking about the wall.
He does not want them to know what he's doing to Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security in his budget proposal. He does not want them to know what he's doing to clean air and clean water and the rest in his Department of Interior and of EPA. He does not want them to know how he is hurting them, so he keeps the subject on the wall. He's a master of diversion.
President Trump made his first ever appearance at the White House briefing room podium to speak.
So I congratulate Nancy. Tremendous, tremendous achievement.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A composite sketch is now finished of a suspect accused in the death of a 7-year-old Texas girl shot and killed in the Houston area. The family thinks the killing was racially motivated. 15-year-old sister Alexis is the only eyewitness to the shooting that claimed the life of Jasmine Barnes.
He was white and he had blue eyes, and that was it because he had a hoodie on, so I couldn't see his hair, nothing like that.
Alexis says the driver of the red pickup had a 5 o'clock shadow, not a beard. A $100,000 reward has been offered for a tip that leads to an arrest. The defense attorney for former Marine Paul Whelan, who was arrested in Russia for alleged spying, says he's trying to get him released from a Moscow prison. National security expert Mike Morrell believes that Russian President Putin is looking to make a prisoner swap.
Paul Whelan is not a U.S. intelligence officer. I have high confidence in that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
With the whole problem of taking a knee issue no longer getting any attention, the NFL's TV ratings have seen a big rebound. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
Overall, NFL ratings are up by 5% over last season, the league releasing its figures that show the average game in 2018 drew 15.8 million viewers, up from 14.9 million the year before. Average streaming viewership also rose. That was up by 86%, with a total of 13 Thursday night games that were streamed on Amazon Prime. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New lawmakers on Capitol Hill brings more calls for working across the aisle, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Democrats now control Congress, and we're hearing more talks of bipartisanship and working together on Capitol Hill. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan tells Fox News there are some areas where Democrats and Republicans can work together.
The big one is infrastructure. I talk to a lot of my Republican colleagues. They know that it's long overdue that we do something on infrastructure. I come from Flint, Michigan, which is a city that obviously experienced an infrastructure failure that was really catastrophic. So that is one of those areas, and I think there are others as well.
Take us with you and listen anytime, at home or on your personal device, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.